This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. I believe to be another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, not sexting, texting. I know, you know, everyone's got wiener on the brain. You know, that idiot. 21 months. 21 months for sending naked pictures of himself to a 15-year-old. See, I wouldn't give the 21 months. I know some of you think I'm a very violent person. I'm not. But you know what I would do with him? See, it's easy for me. If he, you know, if I was the dad of the daughter that he sent the pictures to, here's what I want. I want 20 minutes alone in a room with him. You lock the door, and I can be held. I mean, I can't kill the guy, okay? Let's start off there. But I can be held liable for nothing for those 20 minutes. I get a free pass no matter what I do to him for 20 minutes. And then he can go free, so to speak, after that. He doesn't even have to do jail time. Really, seriously. It'll be fine. I guarantee you he wouldn't touch another girl again or wouldn't suggest it. He's a sick man. Just a sick man. You know what? When you saw that, I wouldn't even go there. I wouldn't even talk about him that much. When you think about what a pompous piece of work he was. Remember seeing him on the Megyn Kelly show? Just browbeating her and putting her down. Matter of fact, he treated her worse than Trump treated any other woman. And she gave him a pass on a regular basis. And then he's out on CNN, and he's out on these other places. He treats them a lot better. All right, so while we're at it, you know, I talk about this on a regular basis. And I know some of you guys still, it's really irritating to me, though. Some of you guys still poo-poo me on this stuff. Because you say, you know, it's not true, it doesn't exist, you're wrong. But guess what's up in this country and has been slowly rising? Religious persecution in these United States. I'm just trying to get you in the mood. Seriously, religious persecution in the United States is up. It's been on a steady increase. Last year saw another 1,400 acts of hostility against religious expression. And it's been slowly on the rise. Back in 2011, we know who was in office. 2011, there was a report published in the First Liberty Institute, a conservative organization that advocates for First Amendment and provides legal services as well, says that attacks are occurring in a variety of arenas. Chief among them, public places, schools, churches, military, and so on. Right? The hostility is undeniable. You can't say it doesn't exist. When you have an atheist, right, that we don't draw a quarter, we don't beat up on or anything like that. When they're driving through a town and they see a cross on public property, maybe it's a town of 1,100 people, for God's sakes, and we've seen this happen. The town may have been founded by missionaries. It may have been founded by Christians. They're highly offended driving through the town. They live in the big city. Immediately they call those freedom from religion freaks. And they want the cross taken down. They don't live there. They don't have a right to say anything. You know, we have a lot of rights, but it's a representative government. You don't live in that town. This is why I said in an earlier segment about why the Electoral College is so important. You won't get a say. These boneheads would be driving all over the country, because you would have that president in office that would allow them to do this, and you'd be pulling crosses and religious symbols down everywhere. Look what they did in L.A. County or in Los Angeles. A town founded by Christians, founded by Catholics. Missions are a major part of California history, but they can't be depicted with crosses on them. So now they just look like warehouse buildings. See, I would have taken that one all the way to the Supreme Court. That's what I would have done. Because it's a historical reference. The court's already ruled a gazillion times that not everything is a religious connotation. Some things are of historical value. And you can't wipe out history just because you don't like it. It seems to be the mantra of the left. Wipe it out. Don't like it. Wipe it out. The past year has seen a continuation of high-profile attacks on religious liberty in the public arena, as people of faith have been fired, refused employment, or even fined for practicing their faith or speaking out about their religious beliefs. The report noted that the number of attacks... Look, this happened to me the other day with a commentator who kept asking me whether I thought my religion was superior or not. And he's heading down a direction because this particular police would be played in the area that I live in, and so people, I'm on a school board, there'll be a bunch of people that'll be outraged by it. The report noted that the number of attacks is likely much higher than what's been documented. What we collect is just what's published. So really, it's just the tip of the iceberg, because what's published is really a fraction of what is actually happening. Right? Most people just take it, he said. They don't call. And it's true. I talk to a lot of people, a lot of Christians, whose religious liberties are squelched. And they'd rather just put up with it, not have to deal with it, and not make a big deal out of it. I get it. You got a guy that's praying after a game, after the school function is over, the place is clearing out, and he simply thanks God. He takes a knee in the middle of the field, and he thanks God for a game where nobody was hurt, right? He asked God for safe travels for people going home. He doesn't ask for God to smite all those that don't believe in him. It's a thankful moment. And the courts ruled in his area that he can't do that. Why? Because he has influence on the kids. They look up to him. Yet we have teachers in classrooms, right, reciting a pledge to Heil Hitler. And that's okay. You know why, people? Because you let them get away with it. That should stir you up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's the Genesis Communication Network. And, you know, I got to tell you something. With everything going on in the world, it is so hard to keep track of it. I mean, I feel like there's a dozen things coming at us at one time. And you've got to pay attention. You've got to hone in. You got to take care of your own. I mean, you got to take care of yourself before you can feed somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to finances, we're watching what's coming at us at a million miles an hour. We're watching what's happening, you know, across the world. But I've also noticed that we're not hearing as much about the markets and what have you based on other things that are going on around us and in the world as a whole. I mean, what have we got? We've got hurricanes and earthquakes. And, you know, again, for some of you, can you please put the politics aside for a few minutes? We need to pray for our fellow human beings, you know, in Mexico. A lot of people killed, a lot of people hurt, a lot of people lost their homes and businesses. So let's keep them lifted up in prayer. Same thing with the people of Florida and Houston and Louisiana. It's going... I'll get that
later. Bless you.
Thank you. It's going on all over the place, and we need to keep them lifted in prayer. One of my favorite guys to have on the show, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, on with me, and I enjoy having him on every week. He helps us keep our finger on the pulse of finance. And, David, thanks for being with me.
Well, you know, the markets aren't that exciting right now, so that's why they're not really talking about it. So when the markets are exciting, that's all they want to talk about. There's other things. That's how news media works. They got to talk about what's popular and gathers a person's attention to keep them held captive to us, to their station, you know.
That's true. You're right.
So well, the markets are something else right now. But yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, I try to just to see where they're going, where they're flowing, and I've learned from you over the last few years that, you know, a one-day bump, a one-day move up, down, sideways, whatever, it does not make a market. You know, it's just the daily news, if you would. And the president even coming out with his tax plan, it's really funny to hear people, hear the pundits, whatever you want to call them, the economic experts. And even the economic experts are on two different sides of this thing. What's your thought on this? And do you think he'll get it passed?
There's a ten-headed beast, depending on who you are, talking about the response. I mean, you know, first of all, the Democrats have already taken to the media to bash Trump's tax plan.
Of course.
They're saying, quote, it's a windfall for the wealthy, even though the tax plan explicitly contemplates a new top end on personal tax bracket so that the shift does not the tax burden doesn't go from the high income to the lower or middle income taxpayers. I mean, the plan clearly defines that. You know, first of all, side note, disclaimer, I'm not a CPA. I'm not giving tax advice. I am reading this like the rest of the world is reading this, and, you know, because it just came out. So I don't have my arms around it, but it was produced by the Big Six, the Republicans group that was behind closed doors, Ryan, McConnell, Steve Mnuchin, Gary Cohen, Orrin Hatch, and Kevin Brady. Conceptually, collapses the seven income tax brackets, Joe, down to three simplifications, a 12%, 25%, and a 35% tax bracket. So, it's making it more simpler. It's cutting the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%, which President Trump just said earlier today he was shooting for 15, knew he couldn't get it. He said this after he got it, getting ready to go in his helicopter. But he knew he couldn't get it. He couldn't get it done, so I purposely negotiated. I purposely said 15 to negotiate back to 20. Which is much better than 35%. I don't want to do my President Trump imitation. But, you know, there's also guardrails, a framework that are included in this to prevent the wealthy people from artificially lowering their income taxes by rearranging their affairs. So, I mean, it has a lot of great things in it. The purpose of it is to provide tax relief to the middle class family, and it looks like it's going to do that because they get a doubling standard of rate deductions, which is unheard of. They're also trying to make this put on a postcard for tax filing purposes. I've yet to see if that's going to work.
It'll be one of those 8x12s you have to fold in half, David.
It's the size of everybody's desk, and then they got to put tape around it, to get it down to that size. A tax relief bill for businesses. What they're doing with businesses is they're trying to have it affect the LLCs and pass-throughs, which is a pretty significant thing. I like that because they're trying to create a maximum cap rate at 25% for small businesses, and that's really going to help out S corporations at the 25% level. So there's a lot to it. I haven't read it all. It looks like a good deal. I don't think it's going to pass, though.
Well, you were apprehensive at first because of things he was saying, were you not?
Well, you know, there's theory on what President Trump says and then what's being done behind closed doors by the Big Six. I just hope it doesn't become the Deep Six and it just gets thrown out altogether. And, you know, this is starting to show again that, you know, Republicans and Democrats can't work together. You know, Americans are sick of this thing, though. I'm going to get on the soapbox for a second here.
There was a
Twitter poll done recently that the things that are going to cause the biggest risk to the rally in stocks The number one thing at 35% is tax reform. Korea was behind that at 27%. ETF meltdown, which is electronically traded funds, is being a lot of money being put into that, overvalued, was 21%, and the Fed at 17%. So the number one thing that could sidetrack the rally is what we're talking about right here, right now, tax reform. And there's another poll that was just came out. Fewer than 3 of 10 Americans, 29%, hold a favorable view of the Republican Party. That's where this plan is coming from. That's, by the way, down 13% from March, which was the highest most recently, but this is the lowest since 1992. But most Republicans are signaling that they do prefer Donald Trump's vision. 79% of the party is saying he's taking it in the right direction. They like this tax reform. But the majority of the voters, GOP voters, 53%, believe Republican leaders in Congress are taking it in the wrong direction. So we have a divide country on all levels. It's unfortunate. This is not a Republican or a Democratic deal. This is an American deal. Let's lower taxes. And this is established to lower taxes. The Fed just moments ago came out on their announcement of medium income earners. They do it. They release this every 3 years. They just released this moments ago, Joe.
Hold that. Because we got to go for a break, and it'll make people come back. Not that they wouldn't come back for you and me, but it'll at least make them come back. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins us. Now, look, you want to know how to keep your money? You want to know how to make your money grow? You want a clue on your finances? You want to come back in the next segment. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee or your tea. Although I don't even know anybody who's a teetotaler listening to this show. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather, sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes, temps up to 1,500 degrees, free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You don't get much more America Mom apple pie. And Charlie Daniels. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always have a good time when he's on the show with me. And, you know, he, again, as I constantly say, David breaks it down plain, simple in English, easy to understand. I don't have to get out my fraction book or anything like that. And he gives you a clue as to how to keep your money safe, how to make sure that you have money for your kids and your grandkids, as we're admonished to do. And, David, thank you for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe.
We were talking about the Fed. We will be talking about the Fed. We're talking about the tax plan, where it's leading us, and what the Republicans. I mean, where people feel about where the Republicans are at. You said something just broke. Tell us what broke.
Yeah, the Fed just announced reporting on income earners, which goes in with this tax plan. It goes hand in hand with this. The Fed reported that top income earners over the last 3 years, their income has gone up 20.3%. So the whole idea that the wealthier are becoming more wealthy is truly factual. The bottom end, we'll go to the other end of the bookend, 90% bottom income earners fell, their income fell 22.8%.
Well, that's a lot.
So there's the gap, the idea that the gap between the wealthy and the poor is getting bigger is truthful.
But let's be clear about this, because, you know, people are going to love to spin this one way or the other. That's been over the last 3 years, correct?
Well, they only report this every 3 years, but that's been the trend for the last decade.
Okay. All right.
And the middle income has gone up a little over 10%. So the and that's the people that hold and stimulate the economy. So think with me, as some listeners are going to be outraged in a second. They're going to say, wait a second, I haven't got a 10. My income hasn't gone up 10%. Okay, welcome to the Fed. They say things that sometimes aren't true, but this is supposed to be an independent, somewhat analytical research report. The Fed doesn't always get things right, but I think they're right on the top end and the low end. I think they might have gotten this thing wrong on the middle income wage earner. Most people have not gotten, their income hasn't increased 10% over the last 3 years, because a lot the people I've talked to, and I talk to middle income and high income earners, people are still struggling in the middle income area. They're having, you know, what I can say is that their income's gone up because they've had to subsidize by starting a small family business. There, that's probably what the report doesn't dial in and tell that. That's probably what's really happening. So, how this relates to taxes is yeah, it's great to make more money, but if you're going to not lower taxes to help us keep the money in our pocket, then a lot of this is just become nonsense. But the great thing about the top-end corporate structure is now moving below to the international average, which is 22.9% is what most countries are taxing corporations. We're now moving it down to a 20% range. So we're actually getting corporate tax in America down below what the rest of the world is doing on an average.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard all kinds of, and I know we don't have time to go into it today, but, you know, I was listening to some, economic factors, if you would, the other day being talked about. And some of it is where jobs are going. You know, we got corporations, companies like Microsoft, who you don't hear about it all the time, but they have plants in different parts of the world because they don't have to pay as much in payroll taxes or income taxes or that kind of thing. We can bring those jobs back here, which will make a major difference, will it not?
It will make a major difference, and that's what the whole idea is, to bring job growth to America. That's what this tax plan is. That's what, you know, a lot of things are supposed to be doing. What President Trump has been campaigning upon. Here's the flip side. Remember I said this before. I've said this several times.
Yep.
Something is going to give. Okay? Here's the give now. The research is already coming out. Well, I'm not going to swear here in a second when I say this name, Goldman Sachs here. Oops, did I say that? a pretty good reliable source, Alec Phillips, he's an economist at Goldman Sachs, and he's analyzed the tax plan. He's coming out and saying that this proposal will likely reduce federal revenues by around $4 trillion over the next 10 years, or 1.7% of GDP over that period of time. Let me bring this down to English now, simple.
Please.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, so the government needs revenue. The whole idea is saying if we lower taxes, people are going to spend more, stimulate the economy, there will be job creation, and out of that job creation, more taxes will be created. The tax base will become bigger. Therefore, more revenue will come back to the government. Okay?
Right.
The report done by an economist, and he's not the only one, I think you're going to see a lot more of this coming out, saying that's not the case. This is going to be $4 trillion less revenue coming to the government in 10 years, or lowering how much revenue percentage comes into our country, which means we're going to be further underwater. Right now we're at 104% GDP, 105%. This is going to increase it almost 2% more. So we're going backwards and getting out of debt on a country. And I said, you know, mark my words, when they create this tax bill and a tax break, it will cause our debt structure to be more unmanageable. And that's clearly is going to be the thing that's going to take it in the shorts. Even under President Reagan, it happened that way. He created an enormous amount of job growth, enormous amount of infrastructure, but the debt of our country went up four times as a result of that tax plan, from $550 billion to $2.2 trillion after he left office.
God bless America.
So this is where we're going. The debt's going to go up. If Congress signs this into law, and, you know, there's a lot of things that they can do to modify this.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to have a 3 or 4 month period of time. This is not going to get passed real quick, in my opinion. And this is going along with what they're going to actually put into effect of what the real budget will be, which will be sometime probably next month. So we'll keep you stay tuned on this topic. It's a lot of muddy water, though.
All right. So, you know, after you talked about this last week, I started, you know, it's like one of those things. You buy a new car and all of a sudden you see the same car all over the place. You never saw it before. You start talking about unwinding the balance sheet of the Fed, and I've never really heard that before. And after you and I talked about it, I'm hearing it on all the stations. I'm hearing about how the Fed hasn't done this in 10 years or 20 years or whatever it ended up being. But everybody seems to be really concerned about this. Why? What does unwinding it actually do?
Well, it's a huge historic announcement. Okay, so let's back up. We had this financial crisis in 2008. What do you do in a financial crisis? You got to get money into people's hands. Where do you do that? You got to create the money. How do you create the money? You gotta buy an asset to create the money. That's how money creation works at the Federal Reserve. In other words, they just can't push go and start printing money or electronically printing money. They have to have what you call a fractional reserve system. They have to buy an asset so they can create more money. So that what did they do? They chose to buy the assets, two assets called mortgage-backed securities, in other words, the bad defaulted loans. They said, we'll hold those. Hopefully there'll be enough time that these will recover and they'll turn in from bad assets to good assets. That's one asset they bought. So that supported the real estate and the mortgage and the loan industry and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which was crumbling. The second asset that they did, which is the key here, they bought U.S. Treasuries. Why? Well, let's put the piece of the puzzle together. The world has been backing away from buying U.S. dollars and using other currencies and buying gold and limiting their holdings of dollars. That started before 2008. But since 2008, it's escalated. So the Fed, who had very little holdings of U.S. dollars, their total balance sheet prior to the challenge of 2008 was $900 billion, under a trillion. Now they have bought these assets. They're worth $4.5 trillion. They bought a lot of assets. Most of that is, 70% of that, thereabouts, is U.S. Treasuries. So now that the world is not holding treasuries at the same level that they used to, the biggest holder and the biggest buyer of treasuries, called the Federal Reserve, is now saying, we're going to sell them. So this is a big deal for the dollar and for our government. So they're going to unwind the balance sheet, which means they're selling their treasuries. Initially, in the first announcement, they're saying it's going to happen in a three-year period of time. They modified the announcement, and when they actually came out, without putting all the numbers and causing confusion, it's going to take almost 7 years to unwind the balance sheet to the level that the Fed is thinking it will be. And it's not going to be $900 billion. It's going to be higher than that.
All right, David, we need time for our brain to kind of wrap our mind around that. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. David Fisher is still with me on the other side of the break.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife.
Could you do it?
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
He can thank his stars, I'll thank God.
The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Come on, everybody. Except for me. I ain't doing it.
And I'm proud to be an American.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate so much the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But don't call. Don't call. You take too much time to ask your question. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. We're talking about how the Fed, or what it means, because I had no clue, but what it means when the Fed says that they're unwinding their balance sheet and what that means for us as a whole. David.
Well, so simply put, somebody has to hold the dollar at the end of the day. And that's been not central banks. It's shifted from central banks to the Fed. Now the largest holder, now they're going to become the largest seller. So if a person is selling something, that means somebody has to buy it, right?
Right.
That is going to be the government, the Treasury, who buy back the Fed's balance sheet. So the Treasury has to come up with the money to buy the asset called the Treasury that they create when we can't afford to live within our means as a country. So it's creating a problem that we don't know what is going to have the ramifications. But history tells us a little bit of a picture. 5 out of the 6 last times that the Fed has unwound their balance sheet, it has caused a recession. This time, though, it's different. This time, we've never been in what you call artificially low rates while the Fed is raising rates. They announced they're going to raise rates at the end of this year and 3 times next year, and they're going to be on a rate hike plan until they get to normalized rates, which will be 3.5 to 4% is what they say is normalized rate. Actual rate is 5.33% on the average of 50-year rates for the Fed. So we're at 1% right now, and they're going to raise this not quite to 2% by the end of next year probably. And so they're going to take 3 or 4 years to get rates back to normal. It's going to take 7 years to unwind their balance sheet. What does this mean? It means a couple of things. One, who's going to own the dollar now? Central banks haven't been doing it like they have been. Hedge funds, though, have stepped up, and pensions have been buying the dollar. This also means that if the Fed does not sell their balance sheet while they raise rates, they will lose money. More than likely, because of the yield curve. I don't want to talk another language here, but simply put, the Fed, if they're going to raise rates, they have to get rid of their balance sheet. So they are raising rates, so they are going to follow through on this. I think that's what they're saying. The Fed has changed their mind so many times this last year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. This also tells me one thing. Could it be that the Fed sees the same things that 17 billionaires are saying loud and clear now this year alone, and some of them are speaking multiple times saying we are going to have an economic turmoil in the next year to 2 years. It will happen by 2019, and it might be sooner than then. The markets will go through some major corrections. The economy will go through a major change, and the warning signs are out there. Certainly, if the Fed does move us into recession, that could trigger all of that. There's some saying that this will cause inflation once they start raising rates and the money gets out into the system. That could be inflation. So what does this mean? Well, the Fed is unwinding their balance sheet, in my opinion, because they can't keep themselves as a high-leveraged corporation, a banking system. In other words, before they ballooned their balance sheet, for every dollar the Fed owned, they had $7 of liability, leveraged money. Now they're leveraged at 77 to 1. So if we have another economic crisis, the Fed cannot come to the rescue this time. They have to lower and get their risk under control. That's one reason why they're unwinding this. They're saying, in essence, there's going to be a financial calamity in the next few years, and we want to be prepared to be able to put injection of money into the system. So I think that's part of it. What this might mean to the market is stocks don't do very well in recessions. They recede. Gold sometimes goes down, and gold sometimes goes up. The dollar should go higher with interest rates going up. But if we have inflation, that's going to be not very good for the market and very good for metals and not so good for the dollar. So we're moving into uncertain times. There's a lot of variables. This is even more reason why you should be diversifying into not just having 100% of your money into stocks.
Well, all right, so David, I was just going to say that. What does that mean? Like I always like to bring it down to. Let's get back to Joe's realm. What does that mean to the 9 to 5 or to the guy, you know, electrician driving to work today or coming home today or what have you? How does all this affect his savings account, his college fund, his whatever?
Well, the 9 to 5 guy was affected. Everybody was affected in 2008.
Right.
But the 9 to 5 guy was affected probably more than anybody. His 401k or his retirement in his IRA, if he had one, and the value of his home, those things got affected very negatively, and some of them are just barely recovering. Real estate and IRAs and 401ks are kind of getting back to normal where they were, slightly above. So if you foresee that they didn't fix 2008 and they just put a Band-Aid on it, which many economists are saying that's all they did, One just came out and talked 2 days ago. I saw the interview. We'll get into that if we have time. But if you believe that, then diversify into precious metals. Get some money in your hands called cash. And don't have 100% of your money in leverage assets like real estate, multiple homes, or 100% of your money in stocks. Those areas will get hurt the worst. Cash will become king, and precious metals will be the safety net, the financial insurance policy that moved up in 2009, 72%, the biggest moving asset in the existing 4 years in the aftermath of this. So do some things and change the structure of your portfolio. Don't have a bunch of leverage assets or assets that are affected when leverages come into play, like stocks.
Okay, so I've drugged you all over the place. We only got about 3 minutes left. Tell us about the newsletter. You know, why should people, and what's in your newsletter that people need to sign up for?
It's called Which Came First, the Chicken or the Egg? It's coming out tomorrow.
Now, come on. That's a 2,000-year-old question. I mean,
yeah, you're going to get the answer.
Good.
The answer is in the newsletter. You're going to be astonished. And it talks about the simple answer, and then talks about what the government, how they say the chicken.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So you're going to get the government spin on it, too. If a picture is worth 1,000 words, there's 4 pictures in here that will clearly help you understand where we're headed as a country. And it might even be telling us with these pictures, has nothing to do with missiles or bombs. It's financial pictures. It tells us we might be heading into war. Unfortunately, I don't like war, but that might be the financial solution. Get the newsletter. It's free by calling our company or going to our website. And we have some other information there, but that will help people a lot to understand what's happening right now.
Yeah. And again, there's a lot of people worried about the, North Korean war, and I don't know if I agree or disagree with you. This one's like kind of up in the air, but when, you know, I saw the Asian community, if you would, come together last week, and China finally stepping up that one morning to say, yep, hey, you know, but I don't know if they're going to do it. That's the gray area, right?
We'll see what happens with that. The bottom line is, you're either going to be a goose that's been cooked, or you can be the goose with the golden egg. And so, you know, get some diversification. Get some knowledge. Most importantly, get knowledge.
Yeah, I agree with you there. David, again, one last time, tell people how they can get a hold of you and get your publications and even call and get information.
Well, the old-fashioned way is picking up the phone and reaching us at 844-715-7311, or they can go to the website landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, you know, people, I tell you on a regular basis that you really have got to get information. You really just don't read bits and pieces of your email blast that shows up on your desktop, or something you get tweeted to you, or an advertisement that comes up on something that you're reading. I mean, you really got to start getting with the people you hear. Maybe my show is a show you normally listen to, or there's another show out there that you normally listen to. I mean, I prefer you make the call to David first, obviously, but get some information from these people. Talk with them. Get comfortable with them. Learn what they're all about before you go plunking down a credit card, a chunk of change, send a check, or what have you. Get to know these people. This is your money. This is your finances. These are things that you're going to have to rely on well on in your later life. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour, I promise.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act was passed in 1993 to ensure that laws did not place an undue burden on those of religious convictions. Some recent court rulings in favor of the faith community have been impacted by the act. PGI reminds all of us that every buffer is needed to protect the faithful from encroachment from the state. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?